Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. I'm going to start with Turkey. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's bid for more power won by a slim margin, but he has unfettered support from Turks who like the idea of a strong leader. We even see some folks saying he's not a dictator, he's a democrat, but the Times editorializes the country's fate will be in the hands of an erratic and vengeful man.
Look, there is an appeal to patriotic nationalism. There is an appeal to religion that has been subsumed by the idea that this country wants to get into the EU, and it seems to have given up on that. And the fact that the President of the United States, Mr. Trump, reaches out and pats Erdogan on the back. The Times says, we got a potential dictator here, and the President of the United States says, go to it. And that is not surprising because it is a style that we suspect is consistent with what the President wants to achieve. Here it's tougher, even with the fact that both houses of Congress and now the Supreme Court and the presidency is in the hands of a single political party. The point really is that with all of that, you have to still get over the Senate. You have to get over the potential filibuster. You have to get over the fact that we have a free press in this country and that reporters have shown tremendous courage. So even with one political party controlling almost all of it, there are limits. And that is what is really at question now in Turkey. It is discouraging because the more autocratic governments there are around the world, the more that style appeals to some leaders in this country.
Police, body cameras, should they have them?
David, it's a very interesting question. I'm fascinated by this. You can hold people accountable by putting a body camera on their shoulder, and you will see every single thing that they do or say in the course of their daily work. When you put people into a minority community, which is what Mayor de Blasio in New York City, for example, wants to do, then every single thing that they do is discernible. You can see it. You can hear it. And they might blurt out an expletive. They might say something that is extraordinary. And you say, well, they have to do that because they're the police and they have tremendous power. They have a monopoly on power and have used it that way and have been criticized for it. So there's a big argument to be made that you can't hold people accountable unless you see what they're doing, and that if you see what they're doing and they know it, they are going to behave in a different kind of way. On the other hand, what if you're a school teacher and you have a body camera on you every single moment of the day? In fact, there have been schools which have been doing this for years. They've been videotaping what teachers do in the classroom. It changes behavior of teachers, perhaps. It makes them work harder. But it might, of course, lessen the importance of spontaneity and of a teacher's mind so that teachers become automatons. In other words, yes, it's important to do this with police. I'd like to see it done. But I think it has to be done with fair rules, which is why the New York Civil Liberties Union and others are suing about the adoption of this, because they want to make sure that people's civil liberties are not being abrogated. And I think that these are the problems which courts are going to have to deal with.
It's been a rough two-week break so far for congressional Republicans, Alan, and the latest string of confrontation between GOP lawmakers and voters has hit Senator Tom Cotton, who came under fire at a raucous town hall meeting Monday as his constituents pelted the Arkansas Republican on issues ranging from Donald Trump's tax returns and possible ties to Russia to GOP push to repeal Obamacare. I watched this video, Alan. People were chanting, "Do your job." Others were saying, "Lock him up," referring to the president. Quite a raucous meeting, and there was also counter chants of USA.
This, of course, is why, David, so many lawmakers, particularly around the Republican lawmakers who have to defend Trump, don't want to have town meetings, and they're looking desperately for any way out. Some say, okay, I'll go on television and you can give me the questions, but you won't be sitting there. They are convinced that this is a group of people who have anti-Trump sentiment at heart and who are furious at the way that the president is and who will load every town meeting and make it therefore unbalanced. In any case, I'm in sympathy with those people who really are furious about the way things are going in this country. On the other hand, there is a balance, and that balance means that everybody who goes to a town meeting with a congressperson has to be sure that while they want to express themselves, that they let the congressperson or the senator speak. If they can't do that, that becomes an anti-democratic way of doing things.